So, last Zman, I promised the guys that I'd give a shtickle on Shadim. So, the areas of heebie-jeebies are one of my specialties. So we'll discuss a little bit about what Shadim are. Demons, I mean, what are we, devils or demons? What would you call it? I call it demons. I think devils is not so, right? Demons. Demons, right? Demons, yeah. Yeah, so demons. So that this is actually a sugya that comes up in Gittin. It's one of the biggest sugyas in Gittin. It's all about the demons, different things about Shadim. So we'll discuss a shtickle about what exactly Shadim are. And the main question we'll deal with is, are there Shadim or are there not Shadim? When we speak about Shadim, so when the Gemara talks about Shadim, do they actually exist? Or is it just like an allegory? So that's what we're going to talk about. Just before, what do people think here? Does Shadim exist? Yeah? Does anyone think Shadim not exist? No, everyone thinks Shadim exists, basically. Okay, so we're going to go through, we're going to see the approaches that we've shown them take to this question. So I put in there's a million sources of where Shadim are. You can't put in all the different sukkahs and shas where Shadim come up. So I put in two of the very interesting ones that seem to be min HaTorah. So the first is the Parsha Noach, famous Parsha Noach, when Noach's gathering all of the animals into the Teva, says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, V'akimosi es brisi itach, uvasa el ha-teva, ato uvanecha, v'ishtecha, u'neshev anecha itach. So all your family's going to come with you to the Teva. U'mikol ha-chai, mikol basar shnayim, mikol ha-chai, mikol basar shnayim, mikol ha-chai, mikol basar shnayim, mikol tavi el ha-teva. So the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, says you'll bring from all the chai, all the living things, all the basar, all the animals, shnayim mikol, two from everything, right? So the pasuk is like a lot. It says, oh, this and that, and they're going to be two of this. So what does it mean if you're telling me all the animals? What do you say, mikol chai, all living things? So Rashi writes there, mikol chai afilu shadim. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs mikol chai. What does he mean? He brings it from Chazal. Even Shadim you should bring onto the table with you, so that the Shadim will exist. Pshat that Shadim exists. There's another pasuk in Parshas Achrimos. V'lo yizbechu odes v'cheim l'seirim, asher imzonim achareim chuka asolam tiyazos lahem adorosam. You shall no longer give korbanos to the seirim. So what are the seirim? It's a very strange word, seirim. So to these things, how would you sacrifice to a seir? So Rashi writes that, what does it mean, l'seirim l'shadim? That Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you will no longer, after I give you the Torah, you will no longer make sacrifices to the Shadim. So, Pash Pshat and all these things, right, is that Shadim exists. Right? Talks about these physical things that they're doing towards. And then the Gemara in Chagiga, famous Gemara in Chagiga, also seems to describe exactly what Shadim are. How did the Shadim work? So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shisha Devarim Namru B'Shadim. There are six things that Chazal said about Shadim. Shlosha kamalachi asharis, u'shlosha kibnei adam. There are three elements of Shadim that are similar to malachim, to angels, and there are three that are more similar to people. Shlosha kamalachi asharis. What are the three that make them like angels? Yeshlehem kanafayim kamalachi asharis. They have wings like the angels. V'tasin misofa olam v'ad sofa kamalachi asharis. They can fly from one end of the world to the other like a malachim. V'yodin masha asid lios kemalachi asharis. And they also know the future just like the malachi. So the three Shadim are like angels. They fly, they have wings, and they know the future. Yodin salkadaitach, the Gemara says, they really know the future? Elashomen me'achoria paragot kemalachi asharis. No, what it means is that they hear. They're so high up in the sky, so they hear what's happening behind in heaven. Whatever it is, they know the future. The shlosha kibnei adam. What are the three that make them like humans? Ochlin v'shosin kibnei adam. They eat and drink like humans. Parin v'ravin kibnei adam. They reproduce like humans. Umesin kibnei adam. And they die like humans. So the Gemara seems to describe these, right, as physical beings. Right, physical beings that have a little bit of like supernatural to them, a little bit of natural. So the Pashpat and all these things that is literal. So how could this be? How could it be that you have something that that eats but it flies, right? So if that's real, right? We don't know of such things in the world. So the Ramban is a famous comment in Achrei Mos on that pasuk that we quoted earlier, where he explains exactly what the Gemara means. So what does it mean to die? Right? So the Ramban explains, what does it mean to die? It's when the soul separates from the body. I mean, the soul separated from the body. So he says, how does Shaitan die? They have a body made of something, and the soul separates. That's how they could die like humans. How could it be that they could fly? So the Ramban says, why can't we fly? Why can't humans fly? What? Hashem says you can't fly?
We don't have wings.
Where does Hashem say you can't fly?
We don't have wings.
We don't have wings, right? We don't have wings. And also, what else? We're also very heavy. It would be very hard to lift ourselves off the ground, right? So, because we're made of all this stuff. So Ramban says the demons are made of other things, other kind of physical whatever. So they're able to lift themselves off the ground and fly. Nishtachirish, the Ramban says. Nishtachirish. So the reason that they can have both, these two elements, like the Gemara said, is because of that. Very interesting. Because of that, that's the thing that the Ramban explains, and this is the majority of Rishonim, explain that the Shadim, when we talk about Shadim, demons, we're talking about a literal thing. We're talking about real beings that fly around and that make mischief and do heebie-jeebie things, right? And these are the Shadim. So this is the majority approach. But there is the approach of the Rambam. That's the one I want to centralize on. Right? The approach of the Rambam. The Rambam throws our entire understanding of Shadim on its head. So let me ask you a question. So there's such a thing as a Avodah Zarah, right? So Avodah Zarah is worshipping the god of the sun, and the god of the moon, and the god of the ocean. So the Torah says you're not allowed to do that. So why does the Torah say you're not allowed to do that? Why? But does the sun god exist? Yeah. Right. And there, people were saying, so let me ask you this. The Torah says you're not allowed to do magic. Not allowed to do magic. Kishuf, right? Does magic exist? So magic exists. Magic exists? Magic exists. Doesn't exist? Why doesn't it exist? Doesn't exist. So why is the Torah asking it if it doesn't exist? Huh? I'm sorry? We don't. We shouldn't act like it exists. Why? But it doesn't really exist. What about superstitions? When we say you shouldn't be superstitious, when I do one of the superstitions, like knock on wood, which comes from another religion, so does that work? When I cross my fingers, does that work? Or is that just like, I don't know, whatever. Does that work or is that just not true? So, not true, you're saying. Very interesting. So all the other Rishonim seem to take the approach, right? That there is such a thing as magic, there is such a thing as Shaitan, there is such a thing as superstition, there is such a thing as all these as incantations, and let's say it was very popular in the time of Rishonim, necromancy. What does that mean, necromancing? That means to speak to the dead, right? Raising meaning to raise up the thing so they can talk to them. Huh? That what? That what? There is a pasuk in the Navi,
yeah.
Right? Where Shaul goes to this right, and he goes to the lady, and she brings up Shmuel, and he speaks. So what's that? Did she actually bring up Shmuel, or was that just heebie-jeebies? Did she make him hallucinate? So this is the ki chakira, and this is what the Rambam speaks about. So the Rambam writes an incredible thing. We're going to see. The Rambam writes, none of this stuff exists. None of it. None of the magic, none of the shadim, none of the nothing of that exists. So how come the Torah, how many mitzvahs say, now do a vodazar, if it's not, none of it's real? So the Rambam says, because it's all narishkeit. And the Torah didn't want you to live your life doing narishkeit. So it told you, don't involve yourself in this stuff, because it's not real. But the Torah asked you to, because it's not real. We're going to see. I'm sorry?
All the powers of advisors did against the ocean.
Yeah. So that was a nace. Oh, you think, how could they have done it? Yeah, so the Rambam, that's a very good question. So we're gonna have to see. The Rambam's gonna get into a little bit into these things and see what the deal is. Yeah. So the Rambam writes as follows. Mimasha Roy Shitidu, I'm gonna tell you something. This is the Rambam, the Perish of Mishnayis and the Sechas of Rezara. I'm gonna tell you something that is very, very important. Shaha philosophim hashleimim einama minim betalis mos. The real philosophers, not the fake ones. The real philosophers, they don't believe in talismans. What are talismans? What talismans are?
Josh, I hear you.
Yeah, the amulets. Signs, amulets. a talisman, let's say a swastika is a talisman, a sign that has a meaning, and if people think it could have powers, right? Those are talismans. This is, those are very popular in the times of the Rambam. So the real philosophers, they don't believe in any of that. Rather, they scream at all the people that think that they mean something. And I'll explain it to you. I know that most people in the world are all tricked by this stuff, and they believe in it. And all the things related to them. And they think that they're all real. But that's not true, they're not. עד שהטובים החסידים מאנשי תורסנו חושבים שהם דברים אמיתיים. Even the good Erlich Hayidin, all the good Jews that believe in Torah, even they believe this stuff is real. אלה שהם אסורים בגלל התורה בלבד, but they think, why can I not be involved in this stuff? Because the Torah asked me. So the Ramban said, right? Why can I not be involved in the Torah asked me? That's what most Jews think. ולא ידעו שהם דברים בטלים כוזבים. They don't realize that all this stuff is lies, every bit of it. She's hira mehem atorah kmo she's hira meh sheker. That the Torah asks her these things just like it asks her lying. Just like you can't lie because it's not true. You can't do this stuff because it's not true. Vehim devarim shezachu lepirsam ravi tzala umos. And then all the non-Jews even know it today already. Veshoresh zeh tzaba vehem, this is the kind of nation he's talking about. Vehem amim, ha'amim asher yatza avram avinu michlalam v'chalak al daoseim hanefsados b'masha atzar Hashem libo minachachma. And when Avram Avinu came to the world and he was machadish, believing in one God, that's what he did. He told all these people, all the stuff you're believing in, it's all not Arishkes. None of it's true. What I'm talking about is true. So then they said that the stars have power and the planets have power, but really none of them do. And these people, the ones that believed in it, they're the ones that found the idea of believing Gezeres HaKochavim. What's Gezeres HaKochavim? The decrees of the stars. What is that? Astrology, right? Magic. Incantations. And bringing down souls, and telling the future from stars. They're the ones that said that Shadim exists. They're the ones that believe in all these things. And speaking to the dead. And all these things. And what do we say about these things? Asher shalfa. There's a great line in the Rambam. Asher shalfa haTorah haAmitis charva alem v'karsosam. These things are the things that when the Torah came into the world, it unsheathed its holy sword and cut all of them down. V'hem shoresh avodah zarah v'anfa. And these things are the whole root of what avodah zarah is. So the Rambam says, why are all these things aser? Because none of them exist. Why is Avodah Zarah Aser? Because it's a lie. Why is Kishuf Aser? Because it's not true. Azoy Shteit in the Rambam. So the Rambam says, in addition, what doesn't exist? The Shadim don't exist. Shadim do not exist. So you're going to ask me a question. How come in the Navi it says that Shlomo Melech had Shmuel's soul brought up and he spoke to him after he's dead? So if you look in the Radak, there's a machlokas amongst the Gaonim. I think between Rav Chafni Gaon and Rav Hai Gaon, I think. And one says that, yeah, she actually did it because she held like the Ramban, that this actually works. The other goon said, no. What did she do? She gave him like drugs and she made him hallucinate. And she made him think that Shmuel was there. But he never was really there. Like the Ramban. Right? So all these things you could explain. So the question becomes, if the Shadim don't exist, what in the world are Shadim? Because half of the Gemara is filled with Shadim. Half of the Gemara is filled with Shadim. Sugi's about Shadim. And there's halachas we learn out. You're not allowed to do this when a Shadim is around, and the Gemara says a certain amount of Shadim. So what are these Shadim that the Gemara is talking about, according to the Rambam? What are these Shadim the Gemara is talking about? The Rambam just say all the Gemaras are...
It's diseases.
So they say from Avraham Soloveitchik, Avraham Soloveitchik said that Shadim is another word for germs. And that's what the Gemara means. When it says you can't do this because of Shadim, you can't do this because of Ruach Ra, whatever, that's germs. That's the Gemara referring to germs. Okay, that's something. But the Rambam himself, even though here he doesn't give explanation, he gives an explanation as to what he believes is Shadim. Mamish, should blow your mind, this explanation. What Shadim are. So the Torah tells us in Bereishis, after Adam lived for a long time, after he had children, Vayechi Adam Shloshim Me'as Shana, Vayolid B'demuso B'tzalmo Vayikra Shmo Sheis. He gave birth to another child, B'tzalmo, in his image, he named him Sheis. The famous Gemara in Erevin says, why does the Torah say he gave birth to another child in his image? Why doesn't it just say he gave birth to another child? That's what Gemara says. But Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Kol Osan Hashanim Shei Adam Arishon Benidui, all those years when Adam Arishon is kicked out of Gan Eden, Holid Ruchin Ushidin Ulilin. Adam Arishon gave birth to Shaden during all those years after he was out of Gan Eden. Shenemar, Vayechi Adam Shloshir Me'ashana V'yolad B'demusa K'tzalmo. That it says that Adam Arishon gave birth to another child, B'tzalmo, in his image. Nichlal Da'ad Ha'idna Lav K'tzalmo Olid. The Pasuk's coming to tell us that until he gave birth to Shase, 130 years later, he had other children, but they weren't B'tzalmo. That's what the Torah says B'tzalmo. So it comes out as B'tzalmo because he gave birth to Shaden, and then came Shase, and he had another child, B'tzalmo, in his image. In his image. Okay? So the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim explains this Gemara, and this explanation of this Gemara explains what he thinks Shaden was. So the Rambam says like this. So when a person is born, are they born bad or good? Is a person born bad? It's a Pharisee Gemara. So the Gemara says no, what? Sorry? Yetzer Adam Rami Ura. The Yetzer wants to do bad, but it's a person born bad, Betzim. So the famous Gemara, because Rashi quotes it on the first daf in Sota, that they bring, before a child is born, they bring it before the Kisei Kavod. And they say, Gibor or Chala, is it going to be weaker thing? Is it going to be rich or poor? Then it says, Tzadik or Rasha, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't answer. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu does not go around someone. Everyone has Bechira Chafshis, right? Everyone's Bechira Chafshis. The person's born, they have the ability to be good, they have the ability to be bad. How do you be good or bad? Everyone's given an intellect. What's the intellect? The intellect is the Tzelem Elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu creates in his image, that's the intellect. The human intellect, the ability to be good. So we can use the Tzelem Elokim and we can be good people. Or we can ignore the Tzelem Elokim and become murderers and become corrupt, right? So we can do one or the other. So the Rambam says, what does it mean that he gave birth to Shidin that weren't B'tzalmo? It means he gave birth to people that weren't nice. He gave birth to people that did not fulfill what a human being is supposed to fulfill in life. They didn't use their Tzalim Elokim. So the Rambam says, what does it mean to be a shade? A shade is the guy in the supermarket that cuts the line. A shade is the guy that cheats everyone. Shade is the guy that steals money. That's a shade. A person that doesn't use the Tzelem Elokim. Look what it says inside. Ubezos ha-she'ela ne'emar ba'adam, v'yechi adam shloshim me'ash shana, v'yolir b'dmus k'talam. It's Rambam the Mor Nevuchim. Chelek Aleph Perek Zayin. V'kvar kadam l'cha inyan Tzelem Adam, u'dmus amau. I've already explained to you, what does it mean Tzelem Elokim? V'kol mi she'kadmu lo min abanim, lo higia elehem, Hatsura ha'enoshis b'emes. All the children that Adam had before Shase, after he had the first ones, they did not have the real tsura enoshis, the human spirit. Asher hi tzelem Adam u'demuso ha'nemar aleh b'tzelem elokim u'demuso. They did not have that divine image that man is created in. Omnam Shase kasher lamduho v'hevinuho n'nimtza shalim ha'shlimus ha'enoshi. When Shase was taught and he got the completion of being a human, Amar bo vayolid b'demuso k'tzalmo. The Torah said about Shase, who completed the reason a human is supposed to be human, it said, you were created b'tzelem elokim. Ukvar yadati ki kol mi shelo higia lo zos hatzura asher biyarnu inyana. Anyone who does not reach the level a human being is meant to reach and achieve the tzelem elokim, who ain't no ish, that's not a person. Aval behema al tzuras ish v'tavniso, a person who doesn't act in the correct way, a person that doesn't use the tzelem elokim, they're an animal that looks like a human. That's what the Rambam says. Aval yesh lo yecholas al minia hezek v'chidush haraos. But the problem is that a human being who's bad, he's not like an animal. Yesecha. So he can think about ways to get people. Masha ein kein l'shar bal chaim. A cow can't do that. Ki aseichel v'hamachshava ki ilu hu davar yidmel adam yichakeu. Ki aseichel v'hamachshava sheyum uchanam lo lagas ha-shleim es ha-shelo yigia yishtamish b'hem b'mini tachbulos m'bios l'rao l'holir an-ezikim ki ilu hu davar yidmel adam yichakeu. Because a person who's not good can use their seichel, they can use their power of machshava, and they can now take that and make Ponzi schemes. And they can create situations to hurt people, and they can know what exactly is going to get someone, what word is going to hurt them. That's the chiddush of a human. So the Rambam says such a person who uses the ability, the potential of the Tzelem Elokim to hurt, that's not an ish. That's a behema al raglayim. That's a behema al raglayim. Says that's a shade. So when the Gemara tells us in Erevin that the children before Shase were Shidin, they were not people that used their Tzelem Elokim. The Kain Hayu Bnei Adam Akodim L'Shase. These are the people before Shase. V'Amru B'Midrash Kol Osim Kol osa meu shloshim shana shahaya adam nazaf bahem haya molid ruchos ritzonolomar shadim. Bekasher ratzo Hashem holy b'dmuso ketzalmo. Bhu amro vayichi adam shloshim yashana v'yol b'dmuso ketzalmo. So says the Rambam, what's a shade? A shade is an annoying guy. He's the bad guy. He's a not nice guy. That's a shade. That's a shade. Oh, so what does it mean, Domo Malacha? Maybe so the Rambam, how would the Rambam explain that? So maybe the Rambam would say, right? What does it mean, Tustin, Mei, Sofol, and Matsofol? They go everywhere to do bad things. Maybe he'd say. The Rambam would explain it allegorically. So what does it come out? The Rambam would say all these Gemaras that we have are allegorical, and you should know. In Maseches Gittin, where we have Achzor Kerdikas, the parak in Maseches Gittin is one of the parak. What is the parak? Seventh parak begins Achzor Kerdikas about the case where seemingly a kind of shade captures a person. He says, "Give my wife a get." Do we say it's good or not? So the Rambam writes in the Perushim Shnayis, Kerdikas is a seizure. Someone who has a seizure. If he says, "Give a get," yeah.
So you want brachas? Yeah. Second parak, maybe third parak. I forgot exactly where. But he writes, how do you see the shade?
Yeah,
see
right. You would.
How would the Rambam answer?
Yes, the Rambam would explain it's allegorical. The Rambam would explain it. No, it's a listen. It's a big kasha. Meaning, you have to now explain for the meaning. There's a lot to explain for the Rambam. The Rambam would say it's allegorical. It's all allegorical. All this stuff is allegories.
Like an in-depth explanation.
Yeah, it's all allegories. That's what the Rambam would say, right? All these Gemaras are not little. So very amazing. You have to remember this. So the Rambam comes out to say shadim are people that are not nice. Non-wholesome people. People who choose to not use their potential to be good, but choose to use their human potential, which is telling Elohim, to be bad. Right? Oh. So, there is a famous comment of the Gra. A world-famous comment of the Gra. Where he takes the Rambam to task force. Because as we said, what happens? Everything... Oh, you know this Gra. Everything from this Rambam, everything is an allegory in the Gemara. Says the Gra as follows. King Kostas of a Perush and Mishnayas Lavodazar. The Rambam wrote what we just read in the Perushim Shnayis of Bodhisattva. Of a kol habayim acharav, chalku alav. Everyone that came after the Rambam was cholik on him. Shari harbi l'chashim nemru b'gemara. The whole Gemara is filled with incantations. We have different incantations. If you look in the Gemara, it's different. Chazal use different incantations. V'hu nimshach achari philosophia. The Rambam went after philosophy. V'lachim... What? He liked philosophy, so he was a rationalist. He was too rational. Oh, you're going to see. He's gonna tell you exactly what he means. He's going to tell you exactly what he means. V'lachein kasav shekshafim, v'shemos, v'lachashim, u'shedim, u'kamios, amulets, all the shedim, everything. Hakol hu sheker. The Rambam wrote it all sheker. Aval kvar hiku o son al katkedo. We already smacked the Rambam over his skull for saying this. Shahari Martinu Harbe Masios Bigamara Pishemus Kshafim. The Gemara is gefilled with all this stuff, with the Shemus Kshafim. Uv the Dura Belazar Behudim Mesera, the Kainer Bechanina Rabalazar, the Ibru Igla Tilta. The Gemara is a famous case where they use the Shem Hashem and they created a little calf by saying Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yeshua Damar Shem, but Ukum Bishmayan. Rabbi Yeshua has a case where he said Shem Hashem and he flew up to the heavens. So what are you going to do with that? The Rambam would say it's all not true? The Kain Kamiyan Baharbi Makomos. And also come in and unbelievable things. So why did the Rambam do this? Philosophia itaso berov likha. The philosophy with all its sweetness made him stray. Lefarish hagamara hakol bederech halitzui velakir osami pshatan. To make a pshat in the Gemara as if it's an allegory and to say that the whole Gemara is not pash pshat. Says the Gra, v'chas v'shalom. Eini ma'amin bahem. I don't believe in the philosophers. Velo mehem. I don't believe in anything they say. Velo me'amonam. I don't believe in anyone who's with them. Ela kol hadavarim heim kipshatan. Everything in the Gemara is pshat. Ela shiyesh ben penimius. But everything in the Gemara that we don't understand well, there's an internal meaning. Lo penimius shel balea philosophia sheim chitzonius. Not the meaning that the philosophers give who are all rationalists. Ela shel balea emes. The only meaning to these Gemaras can be given by the people that hold the Mesorah of the Torah Kedusha. So the Gra says, Gra is cholik on this Rambam. The Gra says this Rambam uproots so much of what we understand about the Gemara. Can't be true. Mamash can't be true. So this is the two. These are the two roads I wanted to give. These are the two roads one could understand Shaitim with. You have on the one side the Ramban and all the other Rishonim seemingly, and the Grow follows after them, that everything is Pashut Pshat. And there are these real things in the world, and there's things flying around, and maybe we can't see them for whatever reason, and they eat, and they drink, v'chulei, v'chulei. And then you have the Rambam, that they're all allegories. And really, what are, and that why does the Torah Aser doing anything to do with these things? Because they're all lies. So what are they? When the Gemara refers to Shadim, it's a way of referring to people who are not the who are animals walking on 2 feet. People that aren't nice people. People that don't act in the correct way, that don't use the potential of the Tzelem Elokim. Right? What would the Rambam call Al-Qaeda? A shade. They would call him Shadim. Right? What would he call Saddam Hussein? Call him a shade. See, that's a shade, meaning someone who uses the possibility of Tzelem Elokim, the potential human being has, and creates horribleness because of it. That's a shade. Right? That's a shade. Fine. So I just finally want to show you, can't do anything about Shadim unless you do the famous piece in Emes L'Yakov. So Yaakov was very bothered. Yaakov was very bothered that the Rambam wrote this. Because it comes out, right, that the Rambam held that all the Gemaras are not literal. So he brings down an incredible idea. So Rav Yaakov writes as follows: V'nira l'shel fize nuchal yashiv is das haRambam asover she'ein l'shedim shum achizav metzias v'kulam shekirin. I'm gonna miyashiv the Rambam as follows: V'kvar esigu alav abayim acharav d'harayroim anu b'gemara b'harav mekom u'sipurim shleim shedim. We read throughout the Gemara all these sipurim b'shedim. V'im kein mayase haRambam kolani asugis. What's the Rambam gonna do with all the sugis of the Shas? U'lefi mashik asavti efshur she'sover haRambam de'bizman haGemara. Shayu Amoraim Shibekocham Hayalachios Mesim, Ulachol Neflo Suchadoma, Behechra Huchruchu Gamla Kocho Shal Shadim Ukadoma, Kizelu Mazes Alokim. Maybe in the time of Chazal, when the Amoraim were there, and we know the Amoraim, what happened on Purim? The Amoraim did Tchias HaMesim, right? There was Akam Rabba Shachtel Reb Zera, right? Zera Shachtel Rabba? No, Reb Zera Shachtel Reb Zera, Rabba Shachtel Reb Zera. So and he brought him back to life the next day, right? So they were bad with Mechai HaMesim. So Zelu Mazeber Alokim, just like there was the power to do incredible miracles, there also were Shadim. There were Kochos HaTuma. Vim Koach HaKadusha B'Tokvo, Kumokin Koach HaTuma B'Tokvo. When the powers of holiness are in betokim, are really powerful, so too the kochos atuma. V'rak b'yameinu, only in our days, shagam kochos haruchniim nelmu v'namogu k'mokein shuvei nachizav mitzias l'nashidim. But today, when the kochos hakadusha are not in their tokev, also the kochos atuma of shidim are not in their tokev. Says Rabbi Kamenetsky, maybe in the time of Chazal there were shidim. But by the time of the Rambam, they weren't shaded. That's how he wants to explain. Shemeshver, okay? Because the Rambam seems to be talking about always, but because he says the Torah was given in order to prove there's no shaded. But the Riyak Kamenetsky wants to explain. I mean, maybe that's how you could explain the Rambam. That in the times of Chazal, when there was so much Koach HaKadusha, there were, and in the times of today, there's no longer. And he brings down a Maisa to prove this. Does anyone know what a Dibbuk is? Does anyone know what a Dibbuk is? A Dibbuk. There was a case of that like a year ago, huh? You know what dibbuk is? What's a dibbuk? Dibbuk is a possession. Being possessed. When you're possessed by another soul. So, there are those in our religion that believe in that. Right? A dibbuk. Right? A dibbuk. So, and then there are those that do exorcisms to get the dibbuk out. So, he does it? I believe, right? Yeah. So he brings down a maisa, the famous maisa, the dibbuk of the Chafetz Chaim. The dibbuk of the Chafetz Chaim. V'niskarti. I remember the following. Shikshayisi bekelim, when I learned in Kelim, learned in the yeshiva, the Halig yeshiva of Kelim, Ra'isi shikasav agon rabbacharan vasim b'shem haChavetz Chaim, Shemaisa hadibakam afursan, Shahaya biyavam minastam yachar. Chavetz Chaim once exercised a dibuk, and he wrote, or the rabbacharan quoted, the Chavetz Chaim said, this dibuk will be the last one in history. Ki kachol shetikdan koach haTorah v'harichnius, kein tikdan koach haTorah. Because since Ruchnius is going down, if you ever look at the Chakdam of the Chafetz Chaim to the Sefer Shem Olam, he describes, he says, no one's frum anymore today. There's no religious Jews anymore. Everyone's masculine. So he wrote Shem Olam in order to teach people to be frum. So he writes in the... So Chafetz Chaim was in the time and everyone was... So he says, now that no one's going to have Ruchnius anymore, there's going to be no more Dibbuk, Chafetz Chaim said. The same idea as Rav Yaakov said about the Shaden. Ube'emes, says Rav Yaakov, efshir shafil b'yameinu. It's possible in our times. B'makomu she'nisharu Yehudim chadurim be'emuna v'temimim b'maaseim she'etzlam yiyagam l'koach atum ha'koach nosa. It's possible, kizelu mazasalokim, it's possible that in our days, in the places where there's very firm Jews, chadurim be'emuna, where there's a koach hakedusha, there will also be koach hatoma and shadim exist. What? What? Right, he's saying that in his time, right?
Yeah.
Interesting, right? It comes after that, right? Okay. So the Yaakov wants to say that maybe the explanation is that there's the two forces around. There's two forces around, then it's similar to Meshech Chachma, I think, right? Somewhere that as long as there was Nevuah in the world, there was also the Koach of Avodah Zarah. Once Nevuah left the world, there was no more koach of avodah zarah, because zelu mazeh baralokin. That's the. So this is an idea we find in Svarim. This idea. So Yaakov Netzky wants to explain that's the difference between the shadim, and it could be that shadim only exists in a place where there is this tremendous koach hakadosh. So these are the three approaches. So you have the first, the most that we shown him. It exists literally. You have the Rambam. It never existed and it will never exist and there's no such thing. And that's where the Torah was given to the Jewish people to tell them that all of this stuff is narishkeit and child's play. And you have Yaakov Kamenetsky, and you have the Gra who thought the Rambam was whatever, we're not going to say. And then you have Yaakov Kamenetsky, who seems to say that it could be in certain places, and it could be they don't exist in certain places. This is a little understanding. Any questions? Any comments?
Yeah. Yaakov Kamenetsky basically destroys his whole